I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he'd consider inviting North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un to the White House if their summit in Singapore goes well. Trump made the comments after meeting Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to discuss the June 12th summit. The US and its regional allies want to see North Korea give up its nuclear weapons, but Trump acknowledged that it will take longer than one meeting to realise that goal. The Bishop of Cleveland has said a recent immigration raid at a gardening and landscape company in Ohio makes clear that the current immigration system contributes to the human suffering of migrants and the separation of families. 114 immigrants were arrested by authorities in a sting operation on two centres on Tuesday. Those arrested are likely to receive criminal charges for tax evasion and identity theft. In a statement, Bishop Nelson Perez said the incident shows the immigration system is broken and in need of reform. Laws requiring Catholic priests to break the seal of confession in some cases has passed the Australian Capital Territory's Legislative Assembly. The proposed changes expand the reportable conduct scheme governing allegations of child abuse and misconduct to include religious organisations. Archbishop Christopher Prowse of Canberra and Goulburn said he supports the revised scheme but would not support a requirement to break the seal of confession, as such a requirement would not help prevent abuse nor improve the safety of children. World leaders are gathering in Quebec in Canada today for the G7 summit. The annual event brings together the leaders of the US, Canada, France, Germany, the UK, Italy and Japan. Among other issues, trade tariffs are expected to be discussed. The summit runs until tomorrow. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.